Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is a hot board, as I have ranted for the last hour about Doug Peterson belongs in the top five NFL coaches. Belichick, Reed, Harbaugh, Carroll, and Doug. That's it. That's my top five. And CBS Sports and Tucker over here, you know, all these guys that have Doug below the top five are wrong. And if you realize Doug's the right guy and a top five guy, you're right. So we'll keep that conversation going. But I want to throw this in the mix. So I wasn't here yesterday. Vince filled in. But I did hear that Matt Klentak held a little Zoom yesterday with the media. And he talked about a variety of things, including the Phillies using FDR Park. And, you know, they're not going to announce the names right now of those on the COVID list. And some guys could be on that list even if they haven't tested positive. But they are just been in contact with someone who has been sick. So all that is on the table. They addressed Odubel Herrera not being on the 53 or 4, whatever they did, roster. And you could go up to 60. They cut it off and left some spots open. Some prospects. He expects Alec Bohm and Spencer Howard to eventually help this team this year. So that was all good stuff. But the thing that was obviously the most interesting from yesterday was Matt Klentak talking about JT Realmuto. And I had mentioned last week, we talked about it last week, I think the contract demand that we are hearing about, now, we haven't heard JT say this, but the rumor out there, 6 years, $140-ish million that Realmuto wants, I think it's an absurd extension to give to a catcher that's going to go into his 30s next year. So I'm not surprised that there's going to be some hard negotiation here. But everyone yesterday, and I wasn't on my phone as much as normally because I wasn't going to be in last night, but I noticed like there was just an eruption about Matt Klentak, and how could Matt Klentak say this? Well, let's listen. What did Matt Klentak say yesterday that got everyone up in arms? Here's Matt Klentak yesterday when asked about where the contract talks are with JT Realmuto.
The landscape that we left in March is going to be different than the one we return to now, and we just have to see, you know, how that manifests itself in our discussions. We still love the player. We still would love to have him in red pinstripes for the long haul. But, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the game right now on a variety of levels. So we just need to factor all that in. So I wish I had a more concrete time frame to give you, Todd, but I think we just need to play that out. And I really don't know the answer to that.
Well, you know what? He's not wrong. And nothing Matt Klentak said there is wrong. 215-592-9494. The JT Realmuto contract negotiation. Matt Klentak, what he said yesterday doesn't bother me. What he said yesterday is not wrong. Did it bother you? 215-592-9494. Look, he's right about the landscape of baseball. Of course it has changed. Every team's going to lose money this year. The economics of the game are going to change. JT Realmuto, understandably, I get where he and his agent are coming from, want to be paid like everything is normal. I have no idea how this is going to affect contracts. Like Mookie Betts, for example, he's going to be the top free agent this coming offseason. Before the world stopped and sports stopped and baseball lost, you know, most of their season, Mookie Betts was in line for $300, $350, maybe a $400 million contract. Is he still going to get that from a team interested, whether it be the Dodgers or anybody else? I don't know. And guess what? Whatever Mookie Betts gets, you move down a notch before you get to JT Realmuto. So if Mookie Betts all of a sudden is going to be a $250 million player or $200 because of the economics of the game changing, why would the Phillies give Realmuto $140 right now? It has changed. Of course it has. And there is this overwhelming fear he's going to leave. The Phillies are going to make him upset. Look, the Phillies screwed this up already. They screwed it up at spring training because they went to arbitration with them for no reason, because they didn't want to pay the luxury tax. They screwed up at spring training because they wouldn't give them the extension then because they didn't want to go over the luxury tax this year. So now they have put themselves in a spot where they have to start an extension in his 30s, not in his, you know, it last, not covering, you know, this age 29 season, is going to start in his 30s. That, the way I see it, cuts off the amount of years you're really willing to give him. 6 years in his 30s is a problem. And I trust Klentak on very few things, but I do trust him on this. Klentak seems to get where the market usually is on players. Like, he waited out the Bryce Harper thing, and he was right on that, that it wasn't going to take 30-something per year. They had to still pay him his money, but they extended the, you know, per year. It wasn't that bad. Matt was right on that. He read the market correctly on Bryce Harper. As much as we don't like Jake Arrieta being here, you know who read the market right on Jake Arrieta? Matt Klentak. Jake Arrieta wanted $200 million. He scoffed at that, and he waited him out and got him for $75 million. He has had a pretty good feel, Matt Klentak. This is, I don't give this guy credit for many things. I don't think he's been a very good GM. But I think he has a good sense on what the market is, how much certain players will cost in free agency. And my guess is he knows that Real Muto, what he's asking for, is probably not going to work. Like, you get out to free agency next year, are there going to be five or six teams tripping over themselves to pay $140, $150 million to a catcher in his 30s after this year of all the money they're losing? Probably not. Like, this might get messy, but I don't think Klentak is wrong. I don't think his gut on this is wrong. And I don't think, like, I don't know why we want Matt Klentak. Like, what do we gain as fans if Klentak goes out there yesterday and says, oh my goodness, JT, I would never let him leave. We'll pay him whatever he wants. Like, what do we gain by that? Nothing. Matt Klentak's job is to get value. His job is to build the best team. And I'll throw one more thing in here and why I think we have to get off Klentak's back on this one. So I don't know, and you don't know, and I'm not sure if the Phillies know, if they're willing to pay the luxury tax in 2021. We know they weren't willing to do it this year. They didn't do it. They wouldn't go over. They wouldn't spend on Dylan Betances or an extra starting pitcher or whatever we thought they needed. They said, no thanks. We're not going over the luxury tax for this season. Okay, fine. Are the Phillies going to go over the luxury tax? Is John Middleton going to allow Klentak to go over the tax in, let's say, 2021? If he is, then all these things I'm saying about value and numbers, it becomes less important. Because whatever, just make sure you keep the player. But if the Phillies still aren't willing to go over the tax, let's say next year, well, then Klentak has to play hardball because he's trying to build the best team. And right now, if you sign Real Muto to the biggest contract ever for a catcher, guess what you're going to have? You're going to have five players. Harper, Wheeler, Real Muto, Segura, and McCutcheon. Five guys will take up $100+ million on what is roughly, Tucker, about a $200 million luxury tax. It's not going to be easy for Matt Klentak. And part of this is his own fault. But it's not going to be easy for Klentak, if that's the case, to put a real contender around those five players. That would mean the other 21 spots on this team, he'd only have $100 million to spend in total. Like, I could see why, if the luxury tax is still an issue, he has to try to get Real Muto for the lowest possible dollar he can.
And it's not like the Phillies have young all-stars under club control that are going to fill out this roster,
right,
and make it a 95 to 100 win team based around paying these guys that much money. I think I saw on Twitter or Instagram the other day, someone dubbed the Phillies the worst team money can buy, because they are spending $200 million on a team that right now I don't think is necessarily a shoe-in to be a playoff team or even a serious playoff contender. The one issue you have with JT Realmuto, who, you know, we dubbed the best catcher in baseball, and he's lived up to that moniker since the day he stepped in. If you were to let him walk in free agency, if he goes, he signs with the Mets, with the Dodgers, whoever, for the money he wants, if someone is silly enough to give him 6 years, $150 million, and he moves on, I don't know where the Phillies replace him. Because if you look at the other catchers that are available in free agency, you know who the youngest available free agent catcher is next year?
I don't, but I'm sure it's not that great.
It's JT Realmuto. JT Realmuto is the youngest catcher available. And obviously,
and he's going into his 30s.
Right. There's no catcher under the age of 30 that is currently scheduled to be a free agent after this season. That's an issue. And obviously, you're not going to be signing guys like an Alex Avila or even an Austin Romine. You're not going to give them 6 years or probably even 4 years. You can get them for 2 to 3 years. But the fact is, JT Realmuto is so much better than anything else at his position right now. And you basically signed him to be Bryce Harper's sidekick. And I don't know where you can spend that $23 to $24 million and be a better team and still have a comparable player at the catcher position?
Well, I don't know either, and that's part of the reason why the Phillies are between a rock and a hard place, that they don't have a better alternative. And everyone keeps saying to me, you don't have a better alternative. I get that. And I don't want the Phillies to lose JT Realmuto, but I don't think Matt Klentak should be roasted for telling the truth. He told the truth yesterday. They want the player. They like the player. They want to keep the player, but the landscape has changed. From what we now know, Realmuto's asking for record money at the position for a significant amount of years. That has changed. What we also know about the whole situation now is teams are losing money. Baseball is not going to be giving out the same kind of contracts. That's my guess. That you won't see teams giving out the same kind of money that Machado got, Harper got, Gerrit Cole got, Mike Trout got. You're not going to see as Rendon. You're not going to see as much of that the next year or two as the sport tries to pick itself up after losing, you know, a lot of money this year. Whether or not you believe the owners, I think common sense tells you they've lost. They're going to lose money this year compared to what a normal season would have been. That seems obvious to me. No fans, 60 games. Like that's the whole ecosystem of the sport is different. They're going to lose some money. So it makes sense to me that these teams are going to spend less money the next couple of years until they get their feet back under them. Why would the Phillies come out and make it sound like no matter what, we will give JT Realmuto what he wants? It just doesn't make any sense. It is easy to rip Matt Klentak. I do it all the time. It is easy. He doesn't say the right thing. He doesn't do the right thing. The Phillies have not had a winning record under him. The farm system isn't where we need it to be under him. And he's been here a good enough long, you know, amount of time now to where we should see more dividends to the Matt Klentak era. I say these things all the time. But to rip him for coming out and saying the truth about Realmuto and this contract, this is the truth. The truth is he is asking for a lot of money. The truth is he is about to go into his 30s. The truth is, we don't know how much teams are going to spend. 215-592-9494. Matt Klentak became enemy number one again yesterday for basically speaking the truth. And I look at it and I say, Klentak said nothing wrong yesterday. Agree, disagree. 215-592-9494. And when I think about how this whole thing could play out, and I heard Todd Zielecki was on the afternoon show. We're going to have Matt Breen at 9 from the Inquirer to talk, you know, about all this and the Philly stuff. But when I heard Zielecki this afternoon with Mark Cerise, it struck me that this probably isn't going to get done the next couple of weeks. You know, there was a sense that when the Phillies got back to business, when they opened up baseball again, that they would get something done with Realmuto, because that was what the thought was before spring training, like before when they shut down. Okay, well, it's not done yet, but just wait before opening day. They'll announce something. And I heard Todd today on with Mark Cerise, and he seemed to think that they weren't really close and that this thing might not happen. For the first time, the last week or so has led me down this path. For the first time, I believe there's a real chance the Phillies are going to let JT Realmuto go into free agency. It doesn't mean they're not going to bring him back. It doesn't mean they're not going to outbid the Mets or whoever. But I think for the first time, my mind on this has changed to the point where I think there's a real chance JT Realmuto is going to go to free agency. He is going to end up being able to be bid on by any team. And I don't think that's the fault of Matt Klentak as much as that's the fault of the reality of this situation, Realmuto's demands, and the fact that the landscape has changed. Think about it from Realmuto's perspective. If you're JT, I would do the same thing he's doing. He knows they need him. He knows he's the best option. He knows they traded Sixto Sanchez for him, and his agent knows all these things. Demand the biggest contract ever, and then guess what? If they say no, just walk to free agency. You have 3 months. There's 60 games this season. 60. The odds of Realmuto getting through this season without getting hurt and playing well enough that teams still want him just as much, pretty good. Pretty good. Then you're not going to catch him every day. There's a DH spot to help him out. It's pretty good chances that JT is going to be fine when this season ends, and he's going to be just as valuable to the rest of baseball as he is right now. So I think you add everything up, it certainly feels like he's going to go to free agency. Phillies aren't in a position where they want to overpay. Realmuto knows they need him. It's like neither will budge in these negotiations between now and, you know, July 23rd. And then if we get to opening day, what's the incentive then? Realmuto is going to count days in the calendar and say, I'm 3 months from everyone bidding on me? I think we're heading for this player going to free agency. It doesn't mean he's not coming back. Howard said it earlier. I agree with him on this. But I don't think a deal's getting done in the near future. It feels like JT Realmuto and the Phillies are on opposite sides of a dance that I think we want them to be on the same side of. They're not on it.
I don't know if they're either side is necessarily motivated right now to do a deal.
I don't
obviously,
think they are.
I think the Phillies want JT Realmuto back.
Well, he said
I would imagine
Matt
JT Realmuto surveys the landscape in baseball, and there are better teams, sure, but I imagine Philadelphia is a place where he would enjoy playing the next half decade of his career or whatever it may be. But at the same point, I'm not sure either side striking a deal now is necessarily a win-win for either side.
Right, because if Realmuto gets what he wants, the Phillies have given a lot of money to a catcher going to his 30s for a lot of years, and they don't even know what the value is going to be in the open market. They might end up spending way more for this player than the market now dictates. I mean, who knows? I have no idea what's going to happen with the landscape. But let's say Mookie Betts went from being a $35 million year player this winter to 25 or 20.
Then I'd go sign Mookie Betts.
Right, or 28. Right. If that's the case, then Realmuto is no longer worth 24. It means everything changes. The whole system has changed if the landscape changes. So I think Tucker's right on that. I don't think the Phillies are that motivated right now, especially if John Middleton is sitting there in the back saying, I'll make sure I don't lose him. Like, he can always come in at the last second next December or January and offer him a bigger deal than the Mets or the Giants or the Dodgers or the Mariners or whatever. I just think that the reaction yesterday to Klentak was over the top. It was like Matt Klentak got on Zoom yesterday and said, yeah, Realmuto's okay. We'll keep our eyes peeled for a new catcher. Like, he didn't rip the guy. He said, we want him here. We want to keep him in pinstripes. We still love the player. But there's no question in my mind that Matt Klentak yesterday said nothing wrong, and the reaction, I frankly think, is over the top. 215-592-9494. Were you upset at Klentak yesterday for what he said and not really going over the top about Realmuto and the landscape changes? It doesn't sound like excuses to me, as much as it sounds like the reality that baseball has changed. And I do think the Phillies, and they should be, are not doing jumping jacks over there about the idea of giving Realmuto 6 years, $140 million. And the one thing that I have believed since all this started to rev up again last week is two wrongs don't make a right. It reminds me a lot of the Tobias Harris thing with the Sixers. And it might end up there anyway. It might, you know, we might end up with Realmuto getting a lot of money to stay for a long time. But I remember last summer, or towards the end of last season with the Sixers, there was a major, major talking point of, well, the Sixers can't let Tobias Harris go. They can't risk this. They traded Landry Shamet and the Miami pick for him. Once you do that, you're committed. You have to keep him. That sounds an awful lot like, well, the Phillies can't let JT Realmuto go. They traded Sixto Sanchez. They have to keep him. No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. Like, just because you made one significant investment doesn't mean you have to make two significant investments. I mean, I understand that. Like, it seems illogical, but it's not. Like, think about where the Sixers are right now. Do they wish they gave that contract to Tobias Harris? There's no way. If you gave them truth serum right now, are you happy with the contract you give Tobias?
No.
No way. I'm sure part of their thinking was, we have to keep him. We can't let him go. Like, what else are we going to do? There's no one we could get that we know we could get in the free agent market, and we traded a lot for him. We have to keep him. And then a year later, we're sitting here realizing, man, Tobias is a good player, but he's not worth that money. And in a year, we might be saying this thing about Realmuto. Like, man, they had to keep him, but he's 30 now, and how many years left does he have catching? It's the same thing. I would say that Realmuto is a better player in his realm than Tobias Harris is in his realm. I think that's a fair thing to say. But it's the same logic that goes into just signing these guys or not signing them. It's all independent of the cost. Here's what the Phillies paid for, and I argued this the day they made the trade. Because a lot of people told me, well, Joe, there's no way they don't re-sign him. You don't know that. None of us know that. Unless the deal comes with contingent, with an extension, you are paying for what the player has left on his contract. Now, at least in basketball, you have that right to pay them more. So you have almost a degree of certainty you can keep a player if you really want to in the NBA. because you could pay him more than anybody else by the rule. Baseball, there's no rule. So when you like when the Phillies traded for Realmuto, all they traded was for 2 years of control. That's it. That's why we can't like reverse engineer the game and say, well, they traded for him knowing they'd keep him. They hoped they would keep him. They probably expected to keep him. But like, what's the limit? If Realmuto, let's say this thing plays out another few weeks and they don't get something done by opening day. And then we get to the end of August and Realmuto's hitting 350. He's off to a great start. Like, what if he goes up to them and says, I'll stay now, but I want 170 over 7 years. Are we all just going to say, oh, great. We have to keep him. They traded a lot and he's a really good player. No, that'd be a ridiculous contract. It'd be bad for the Phillies. I think Matt Klentak yesterday said nothing wrong. And it sounds like, from that quote, that he wants to keep Realmuto. But this isn't the time and it's not the right time to do this. Here's where the Phillies messed up. Not yesterday. Klentak didn't mess up yesterday at all. Where he messed up and where the Phillies and Middleton, I'll throw in this, messed up was about 6 months ago when they could have gotten this done. They could have re-signed him. They could have included 2020 in the extension, which would have changed the landscape of how many years they had to move past the extension. Like, that's where the mistake was made. Not yesterday on a Zoom call by saying he wants to keep the player and he likes the player, but the landscape has changed. I'm all for ripping Matt Klentak, but boy, yesterday was not the time. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We'll come back. Your phone calls. You know, we got to talk about things that have made sports worse over the years. We always talk about innovation, how sports have gotten better. Things that have made it worse. If we can undo some things, what will we do? Undo. 215-592-9494. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.